First, a few facts. This tank is called AY-102. Date of birth, 1970. And it holds 784,000 gallons of hazardous radioactive sludge and liquid. That's more than an Olympic-sized swimming pool. This tank has two hulls, or shells. Locals call them double-shell tanks. In between those two walls is where the federal government found some dry, radioactive material. Here's Carrie Meyer with the Department of Energy that manages Hanford.
At this point, there is no risk to the environment, to the workers, or to the public.
Now the questions are, where did it come from and what to do about it? Meyer says that soon a rover will go in between the walls of the tank to collect samples and give scientists and engineers a better idea of what's happening down there. Some are concerned with the longer-term implications. Here's why. There are a total of 177 waste tanks. Some of them are single-shelled, and some have double shells. The government has been moving waste out of the known worst of those single-shelled tanks for a while and into the double-shelled tanks. Tom Carpenter heads the Seattle-based watchdog Hanford Challenge. He says, what if this possible leak shows that the double-shelled tanks are more vulnerable than we thought?
Then we're going to have to look for something else to do because, frankly, we are out of room in the double-shelled tanks. There's not a whole lot of room left to move waste around.
Another question, if this tank is proven to be leaking, can the tanks last the nearly 5 decades it's going to take to stabilize this radioactive waste in glass? I'm Anna King in Richland.